through the spirit of burning and so forth, God brought forth his remnant out of there, and that remnant today is the church. Okay, then verses 5 and 6 draw an image from the Exodus. You remember how that the cloud of smoke by day and the pillar of fire by night led the children of Israel through the wilderness, and also they had the tabernacle. And there's references to both those images here. We know that Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 6, that the wandering of the Jews in the wilderness was a type of the church. Remember that? 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 6. He gives several examples of things that happened to the Jews in the wilderness. How that they drank of the rock, and they ate the spiritual food, and they passed through the water in baptism, and they were baptized into Moses in the cloud. And so you remember all those examples? All that has to do with the Jews wandering in the wilderness. And he says in verse 6, these things were a type for us. They were types. And so the point is that the wandering of the Jews in the wilderness is a type of the church. And so Isaiah uses it too. The being led about by a cloud, having a tabernacle and all. This is a picture of the church he's describing. He's looking forward to a future time. Now, it's not to be understood literally that he's going to build another tabernacle, a literal tent, or that he's literally going to have a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire. This is simply to say that those things which God did for the people in the wilderness, in leading them, protecting them, providing a meeting place for them, he does also for his people in the new covenant. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of the flaming fire by night. You see, that was the Shekinah glory. And when the tabernacle was set up, the Shekinah glory rested over it. Now what he's saying here is in the wilderness, when Moses led the people around, the Shekinah rested only over the tabernacle itself. That was the place where God manifests himself. But in this new arrangement, it'll be over every dwelling place. And of course, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places, which he's referring to us. We are the dwelling places of God in the Father's house, which is the church. So you can see that every one of us has the Shekinah presence now. They shall all know me, is another way of saying it. In Jeremiah 31, talking about the new covenant, they shall all know me. And they won't have to say every man to his neighbor, know the Lord, because they shall all know me from the greatest even to the least. The point being made here is under the new covenant, that which was the special privilege of the priests in the tabernacle, and those who God was limiting his presence to the tabernacle, he will have his presence similarly in every person, every dwelling place that he chooses to dwell in. We know that the dwelling places in the New Testament of God are us. Our individual bodies are his dwelling places. And Jesus makes that very clear in John chapter 14. In verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, or in the Greek, our dwelling place. So, and that's the same word that's used in mansions in the same chapter, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions, the same Greek word, dwelling places. The point is that the Father's house is the church. Just read anything Paul wrote on the subject and you'll know it's true. And in my Father's house, the church, there are many dwelling places. What are those dwelling places? He tells us in verse 23. The person who loves Jesus and keeps his commandment, the Father, and he will come and make our dwelling place with him. That is, your body is one of God's dwelling places. In his house, the church, there are many such dwelling places. All of us are part of that. Now, what Isaiah is telling us is that under the new covenant, when the branch of the Lord is beautiful and glorious, every one of us, all of us dwelling places will have the Shekinah upon us. And we do. You see, the Holy Spirit is now given to all of his people. And so God dwells within us, and in a sense that he dwelt, maybe not the same sense, but in a similar sense as he dwelt in the tabernacle. And it mentions the tabernacle in verse 6, there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. Now, when we say the tabernacle, we saw that the tabernacle is used in the New Testament as a figure either of Christ at some times, and sometimes as the church, and sometimes as our own individual bodies. Now those are three distinct concepts. Christ is sometimes compared to the tabernacle. Remember, the Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us. Also the church is God's tabernacle, according to the scriptures in the New Testament, but also our own individual bodies. If this tabernacle of ours is dissolved, we have a house of God in the heavens. So all three, Christ, the church, and the individual Christian, are referred to as tabernacles, which is likely to be in view here. My feeling is that this is talking in verse 6 about the tabernacle of the church, that is the congregation, the entity of the church that we belong to. Not the church on the corner, but just the body of Christ worldwide. That in the church we find a refuge. It is the kingdom of God. It is like a mustard seed that is grown to a great tree and put out its branches, and we are the little birds that lodge in its branches that Jesus talked about. We have found a covert from the heat and a place of shelter from the storm in the body of Christ. And we don't, we're not talking about getting it out of the rain, you know, under the church awnings or something. We're talking about the storms of life. We're talking about the heat of persecution and opposition that we get as Christians. If we try to bear it alone outside the church, we're not shielded. But if we're under the covering of the church, where it's like we come into the tabernacle and we're shielded from the heat of the day and from the rain and so forth. These are the figures are so figurative, I believe, rather than literal. I just don't believe that Isaiah spent a whole chapter talking about getting in out of the rain. You know, I mean, he's talking about something much more significant than that. You can do that with an umbrella, but or a raincoat. But it's talking about something where God is going to establish a place of shelter for His people, and it'll be a spiritual shelter, and that is the church. And every dwelling place in it will have the Shekinah glory upon it, which is every one of us will have God dwelling in us. Do have, I shouldn't say will, it was will. It was a future thing in Isaiah, but in our time it's realized. We have God dwelling in us. We are in that tabernacle. We are in the church. We do come in out of the rain of the world into the fellowship of the believers. And that's what I believe is being talked about here. Now, we want to get into chapter 5, I think. Yeah, I do think we do. Well, maybe we don't. Chapter 5 is actually the reason I'm not sure if we do is because there's just so many things I need to say that with the time allowed I'd be so rushed I wouldn't do it justice. It's a fantastic parable which Jesus made reference to or alluded to and built on. I think if we wanted to take in the New Testament with it, which we're going to want to do, we won't have time to do it in the time that remains. So we'll instead break early and we'll add chapter 5 to our study of chapter 6 tomorrow. And for tomorrow, you should be all the way through chapter 12.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, Monday, sorry.